to be able to walk the streets of Tujai and honour our Lord publicly, you know, in the Blessed Sacrament. So in that regard, you know, you can't get anything bigger than the Blessed Sacrament.
For me, coming here today is personal renewal in my faith, and I think especially being the Year of Grace here in Australia, I'm really just here to ask our Lord for all the graces that I can possibly receive for myself, my family, and all of the personal intentions that I have at this time, and just to renew my own faith in the Eucharist, in the Blessed Sacrament.
The heart of Christ beats within the Eucharist for each one of us. And today we acknowledge, we proclaim and we worship this mystery in a very special and open way. Today is a day, traditionally, we walk around with our Lord in the monstrance. There was no monstrance before Corpus Christi. Our Lord was meant to be shown to all men through streets on this feast day to enliven men's hearts, to warm men's hearts, that truth which is so essential to our faith. It is also a day when we need to examine ourselves. We need to examine ourselves about our devotional life, about our Christian life. Because sometimes we have devotions of St. Francis, St. Anthony, to the Blessed Mother herself. All good and essential things, especially to the Blessed Virgin, essential. But if it is not rooted, it does not begin with devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, then it's somewhat unbalanced, it's somewhat not quite on track. Because as the Church teaches us, and because it is a fact, the Eucharist is the source and is the summit of our faith, the source and the summit of our very life. And if we do not come to the Eucharist for life, then we cannot expect to receive much life from anything else. We must really examine, especially on this day, the hierarchy of values in our life. The Blessed Sacrament should be right there at the center. Everything should be pointing to it, and everything should be getting its life from it. The very reason we breathe should be for the Eucharist. The very reason our heart beats should be to be with the Eucharist, because the Eucharist is Jesus Christ here among us, fulfilling his promise of being with us until the end of time.
Again I love thee as I are, and I revere this wondrous gift, so far surpassing all poor thoughts. Sweet sorrow,
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit
of thy womb, Jesus. Grant us that every hill.
When we think on the truth that our Lord is truly present in the Blessed Sacrament, it's the most amazing thing on earth, and I think that I need a constant reminder of that. And every day, our Lord's available in all of our churches, but so often we forget. And I think that a feast day like today is critical to draw to our attention that truth of our faith, and to call us to come back to sort of, I suppose, our honouring our Lord.
So may we all one bread, one body be, through this blessed sacrament of unity.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Corpus Christi means to me honoring and adoring Jesus. Publicly in the procession, and it's a great privilege, and it makes me feel a bit not scared, but you know, you're out in the open, people are looking at you, but that's a great sign for me. You know, that's what I'm taking away from this Corpus Christi, that I could stand up and say, this is who we believe in, this is Jesus.
God for coming down to earth from heaven for us. So being able to process as an act of love and thanksgiving to Him is really a beautiful way to express that.
The first sorrowful mystery is the agony of our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Today, no problems. Everything went well. I think the
bell ringing, the flower girls. It was amazing and beautiful.
I thought it was a brilliant procession. Considering the weather, really put a challenge on us, and I thought it went really well.
This was an absolutely wonderful day. God's gift to GJ is the rain this year, so we're grateful to have that. I'm probably the only one who didn't go on the walk around because I'm a bit limited physically now. I don't do that kind of stuff. But I was the security. I sat here and looked after the hot water and the church and the anybody who strolled past had to have a fingerprint done. But what a wonderful day. Perhaps less than 100 people today, but all of them joined in the procession. And I think that's a wonderful thing. In previous years, we've perhaps had a lot more people. We certainly have had a lot more people. But a small percentage of them perhaps have tended not to join the procession. They get settled down with a cup of tea and that's it. So I thought today was really very, very special.